is, I think, at the museum waiting to be put up. And the statue, I don't think the statue's been made yet, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But we have been having this back and forth for a couple of years now over whether, you know, how to fund it. There's very few people who are opposed to the project. There might be one or two. I've heard people who say they're opposed to the project. But keep in mind, sometimes people oppose projects for what I can only describe as the dumbest of reasons, reasons that aren't even rooted in reality. In fact, I think my favorite reminder of this is that on the PNJ article from about 2 weeks ago from Molly Barrows about this subject, fight still brewing over General Chappie James Memorial, why TDC opposes funding it. The top comment was, I'm all for Chappie James Memorial bridge name, but I'm sure that money could be used for something other than a building that will barely be used. And I just hit my forehead with my hand. I thought, there's no building. there's literally no building. It's a monument and some steps and a concrete plaza and a flagpole and a flag and a plane, and there's no building. And it's just a reminder that, you know, you may find out that people on social media or in life don't know what the hell they're talking about. They just don't know. And so you smile and nod and okay. Anyway, so back to the conversation that the TDC was having over the funding, because the issue was not whether it's a good project. Everybody loves the project. The issue was, can bed tax money, which is when you stay in a hotel, you pay a tax called the bed tax, and that money goes to the county to be used for things related to tourism. There's a whole set of statutes on what the money can be used for. The TDC, the Tourism Development Council, is there to vet the projects and assign recommendations to fund various projects at certain levels, and then that goes to the county commission, who the Board of County Commissioners actually votes on whether to assign that funding. So the TDC had said before, we recommend $750,000 for this. Not quite enough to get them over the finish line, but close. Then the county commission, then they had a subsequent vote on recommending an even higher amount, $1 million. And instead they said, we recommend nothing because we don't think it's in line with the statute, on second thought. Then the Board of County Commissioners said, well, we disagree with you. We're going to go ahead and vote, I think it was $875,000, okay, for this. But we want the Haas Center at UWF to do a study and tell us whether it's good for tourism and a couple of other things. The city has to take possession and guarantee that they're going to own the land because that's one of the requirements in the statute. That's been kind of one of these weird he said, she said, back and forth, who controls it, who owns the football. It doesn't matter, but it's been an issue. So they said, yes, pending. And then it goes back to the TDC, and the TDC says, well, it's not for tourism, and it's not a museum. Therefore, it's something you can't spend money from TDT money in order to build it.
I feel like it's, if we can't prove that it goes to tourism, it's a moot point. And I think that's probably an easier thing to justify and for the board to grasp, because either it is or it isn't. And if it's not, absolutely, we should not be spending money on it. So I think it might be easier to persuade the board that the nights are not there for it to be tourism taxes versus persuading them it's not a museum.
Two ways to disqualify the project from being eligible for TDT funds. A, it's not for tourism. B, it is not a museum. It's not an eligible expense. And that's Ashley Hoffberger, Commissioner District 4, who's now on that TDC board. So David Baer, kind of, they talk about there being a legal case out there that has to do with something pretty close to this, whether it is a museum or not, which has kind of been the argument. It qualifies as a museum. Pam Childers, the comptroller for Escambia County, that's the person who controls the books and ultimately signs the checks. Doesn't really control the books, but signs the checks. And if she says it's a museum, that because in the past she has said some things were not done appropriately from the TDC, that seems to be permission. And the TDC says, yeah, but it's our obligation to make sure that everything is in line, and we do not think that it is in line. Jen Brayer, city councilwoman, says it just doesn't qualify as a museum.
I also searched the definitions in the state for museum. And for history museum, you have to have multiple artifacts, curated, and programming. I mean, it is within the statutes, and I agree that this does not.
It's not going to have programs and events. In fact, honestly, if you want to think about this, you'd be much closer to getting designation for the Veterans Memorial Park as a museum, because it's history, it's a variety of features, there are events there. Like, you could probably get that. I mean, that's almost a museum. It's an open-air museum, right, if you think about it. This is one feature with one guy and some history and not a museum, therefore not tourism. Also not generating people to come here from out of state to visit, therefore also, or even locally, probably not tourism. But we'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with that accident on East Nine Mile Road and Chandler Street. It is in the clearing stages, but I'm still seeing some delays both east and westbound on Nine Mile. I-10 between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, still seeing about a 10 to 12 minute delay there. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So is this monument or memorial? I prefer to call it a monument, but it's really semantics. Is this monument going to enhance the aesthetic of the region? Oh, 100%. I mean, all of us who love our history and love aviation, even if it's, you know, Air Force aviation instead of, you know, naval aviation, still the idea of coming across that bridge and basically seeing something akin to what you see on the rest stop when you're going east on I-10, and you see that Blue Angel, or, well, I mean, the welcome area to Escambia County has one also, right? You see that, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Oh, there's a statue. Oh, there's a flag. Who's that guy? Ah, first four-star, you know, black general. Woo, that's cool. I mean, and just every day. Like, it makes me almost want to, like, see the thing built and move to Gulf Breeze so I can drive to see it every day. Like, it's really cool. But you got to fund it legally. And what the TDC is saying is it doesn't generate heads and beds. It doesn't fit any of the definitions of things you can use this money for. We recommend that we don't do it. And we're going to write a letter to the county commission saying, you can't do this. It's not allowed by statute. And they talked about whether they would also include the Department of Revenue from the state in their letter, as in, you know, hey, by the way. And they ultimately decided, no, let's handle it, you know, amongst ourselves first. Let's just advise the board of county commissioners that they can't do this. And so today, this morning, in about 50 minutes, I mean, it won't be right at 9 o'clock, but they're going to take up this question. And they're going to vote on whether to keep the funding or, as I suspect might happen, is to say, nope. And then the folks who are trying to put this all together are going to be back to being $800,000 or $900,000 short on their fundraising goal, and we're going to have to find another way. I suspect that's where we're going to be around 11 o'clock this morning, maybe 12 o'clock this afternoon. 437-1620, a couple of other interesting things that are on the agenda today. One of them is the Sunset Island concept, which was kind of started under Doug Underhill and kept carried forward with Jeff Bergosh and is now Steve Stroberger, where the idea is that the intercoastal west of the Sunset Grill, like that kind of, there's a little three small islands there, if you know that area, west of the Theo Bars Bridge, north of Perdido Key, that when the Army Corps of Engineers dredges the canal or the intercoastal, they got to put that stuff somewhere. Well, let's put it there. Let's make it a big island that people can park their boats at and party on or enjoy the nature of, instead of taking it somewhere else. And let's use that as our place where we can renourish the beach when we need to if there's a hurricane. Great idea. Brilliant concept. Very good. Today's vote would be a $600,000 advancement for 30% design and permitting for that project, which will not be happening anytime soon. We're probably 5 or 10 years away from it actually happening, but a very good concept when it happens. They are also going to be talking about allowing the gambling and paramutual site to move to Pine Forest off of where it is at the dog track right now, you know, the old dog track facility. They have it there, and they want to move to Pine Forest, and I-10. There was a big town hall about this, what, last week, I think, Steve Stroberger hosted. I don't know what they're going to do on this one. I would think they're going to allow it, but I don't know. You got to wait for the actual discussion. A lot of this is going to come down to a kind of we don't want it near us-ism, you know, NIMBYism. I understand, but at the same time, these kinds of places are basically like a store in a strip mall. It doesn't exactly attract the work. It's not like building a jail in a community. You know what I mean? It's not going to get like your bail bondsman and all your low-class kind of behavior. It's just people go in there and gamble. And I don't know. It kind of doesn't matter where it is. But you have the like lingering concern that if they permit it here by changing the land development code or the zoning, then if this deal falls through, they could go somewhere else. And that's kind of been the background concern all this time, is how locked into this particular location are they? Stephen Barry, I thought, made a very good suggestion last time around. Let's approve it for now. It'll come back to us on second reading, and let's see if we know anything more at that point on it just going to this location. So, you know, it'll be an interesting discussion. And then the one you've heard David talking about all morning, we've talked about it a little bit yesterday and today, is the approval ratification of a letter to Don Gates that current board chairman for the Board of Trustees for University of West Florida, Scott Yenner, is a really bad guy. He should not be in that position. That he is not from here. He's from Boise State. Therefore, he should not have this position of influence as a brand new board member, if at all be on the board. He is bigoted towards women, and he's bigoted against Jews. That's the three allegations in the letter. I think the local one is a concern. Not that somebody not from here can't be useful. I mean, look, I'm not from here, but I hope I'm useful. But my approach over my 11 years has been heavily, let's understand, let's learn, let's get acclimated, let's, you know, be invested, let's, before I start making big decisions. And, you know, I try to be really humble in talking about the things that I think are sort of my Yankee perspective, that are Southern things. And I don't see a lot of humility coming from Scott Yenner and the deference to sort of the local stuff. So I'm not sure that comparison really works all that well. Yes, I as I said yesterday, there are a couple of people on this board who I think are quite good. I will say this, I would not vote for him. I just think that there's too many, you know, dings or negatives. I listened to the speech that's gotten all of his news. I thought the speech was widely poorly reported upon. I would actually agree with 80-90% of the speech. A couple of the ways he said things I thought were really stupid or unnecessarily incendiary. Talk show hosty kind of stuff, you know, the kind of thing somebody says on the radio. You shouldn't have said it anyway. But, you know, and the anti-Semitism, I actually don't think the anti-Semitism one is on target, but again, I wish he would have said it a little bit differently. So they're going to, I assume they're going to vote for this letter. I don't know if they're going to keep all three paragraphs in or not. We'll see. That will be a big conversation this morning, because I guess tomorrow, I think Don Gates's board is supposed to interview him tomorrow. I think that's correct. Anyway, 8:23 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That's what's going on in local government. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Rule number 32, enjoy the little things.
John, if you ruin this for me, I will smack you.
No, it's country gold.
Eddie Rabbit is a pop star.
Country gold. I did it on my country gold Saturday night show.
Look, I will do that.
That's so rude. Now everybody,
you're the one
was
who ruined it by
along.
Saying it was country.
It's pop, okay?
Ah,
is that better?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Everybody's singing. I'm not singing because I love you. And it would be to inflict pain upon your ears. 826 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives, not country.
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. Other than that, we are rolling accident-free and delay-free, it looks like. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. it's kind of funny because we're paired our sister station, the country station, Cat Country 98.7, which is, you know, the dominant station, country station in the area. And I love them for doing what they do and making the people happy who enjoy country music. Like John Pickens, who also works over Cat. So,
yes, you know, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Hey, there's a lot of flowers in God's garden.
That is true.
And God loves them all. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, it's now up to an appeals court to determine whether the Trump administration can continue deporting illegal immigrants under the Alien Enemies Act. The White House has maintained that it can use the 18th century wartime law to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members. A three-judge panel heard arguments from the Department of Justice yesterday. They'll be issuing a ruling at some point. Genetic testing company 23andMe has filed for bankruptcy, and privacy experts say that the DNA of millions of people may be up for sale. The company, known for its saliva-based test kits, offers customers a look into their genetic ancestry. The company says there's no need to panic. The customer data is secure. And
or the other way you could have gone with this is like just not volunteer the most essential information about your genetic makeup to a completely alien company that you don't know anything about or what their privacy notices might become in the future or who to whom they might sell your information down the road. I mean, that's another way you could have gone with this.
Well, possibly.
Like John and Andrew did.
But, you know, with social media being out there, you could say your DNA is the least intrusive thing you could offer.
Even there, though, like I don't put my kids and my wife on my social media ever, period, never in history for that exact reason. They should own that, not me. So, but yeah,
well,
I have pretty strident views about certain aspects of personal privacy, and this is one of them. Like, no, I'm not giving you my DNA. It actually offends me that they can triangulate my identity through the DNA of my relatives who do submit. That is infuriating.
Right. No, absolutely.
Because through the behavior of others, now my stuff is basically out there. That's outrageous. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I digress.
Well, I did have one other headline here. State legislators in North Carolina, Andrew, have introduced a bill that's called the Ric Flair Act.
Woo!
Now, this bill would put $500,000 towards the studying of the viability of a professional wrestling hall of fame in the state. North Carolina Senate Bill 404's title reads, quote, this is the title of their Senate bill, quote, an act to remember iconic combatants through fostering learning awareness and interest in wrestling. That's R-A-S-S-L-I-N-G.
What's the acronym? What does the acronym
wrestling
spell out?
Oh, boy.
Nothing good. They missed an opportunity.
Yeah, I don't think it's got a good acronym. But the bill's sponsors say it would celebrate the state's state's historic ties to the sport. Ric Flair, if you're not familiar, Andrew,
outstanding,
is a 16-time world champion wrestler who was billed from Charlotte, North Carolina, but he does now reside in Tampa, where he owns a boat. Do you want to take a guess what he named his boat?
The Woo? I don't know.
Woo!
Of course. I feel like on that story, we got a little less of newsman David Wayne and a little more of David Wayne wrestling fan.
Maybe.
You know. Perfectly allowable. Perfectly allowable. Absolutely. 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man. We just have fun. We really do. And by the way, in case the four of you who might have asked were wondering, yeah, I do know how to say Don Quixote properly. Sometimes you mispronounce a thing just to see who knows you so little that they would think you're capable of mispronouncing something so badly.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fox is told there are no plans for National Security Advisor Mike Waltz to resign or be fired for accidentally adding a journalist to a chat about impending airstrikes in Yemen.
As they try to figure out what exactly went wrong here, it appears that Jeffrey Goldberg, the Atlantic editor's phone number, was somehow added to a contact card. Mike Waltz says he's never spoken to Goldberg and that they've never even met.
Fox's Peter Ducey. There's a court hearing in Boston today about transgender people's passports.
The American Civil Liberties Union is suing the Trump administration on behalf of a transgender person who's been trying to renew his passport with his new name and sex designation. Ash Lazarus Orr is suing over the executive order signed by President Trump that bans the use of X as a designation, as well as the changing of gender markers.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 56 degrees and sunshine on a beautiful Tuesday morning. The Pensacola Bay City Ferry Service started off their service for the year over the last weekend with one ferry in operation. Their other vessel, the Pelican Perch, apparently not in service right now. The News Journal reporting that that could be tied to recent federal spending cuts. Starting this year, the ferry service operates only on Saturdays. They'll have some extra times, though, over the summer as well for sunset cruises and Blue Angel practice cruises. The National Park Service owns the ferries. They are run by Pensacola Bay City Ferry Service. The Gulf Islands National Seashore did tell the Journal they'd answer some questions about the second ferry sometime in the next week. The Florida Division of Emergency Management is hosting a webinar today about the Elevate Florida program. Now, that's aimed at safeguarding homes from hurricanes and floods. There are two time slots for participants to join in on this webinar. One of them starts at 11 o'clock this morning. That one will go until noon. And then there's another one at 4 p.m. that goes until 5, and that is Central Time. Attendees can expect to learn about eligibility criteria, project options, and on-site assistance for applications. We will have a link on the News Radio website that is going to be up here in just a few moments. A Florida Democrat wants Florida to pass a bill of rights for state prison inmates.
It's advocating for sufficient meal times that inmates must receive a maximum of 20 minutes, you know, to eat their meal instead of being rushed. And then, you know, the food supply, you know, making sure that they have enough food.
That is Democrat State Senator Rosalind Osgood from South Florida. She called a press conference to discuss Senate Bill 358 yesterday. That bill would cover the treatment of inmates in the state's prison system. Senator Rick Scott says he's happy with President Trump's pick to lead the U.S. Navy. The Senate yesterday confirming John Phelan's appointment as Navy Secretary. Senator Scott, who is a Navy veteran, voted for Phelan. Scott calls him a friend and says Phelan knows what it takes to turn an organization around. He also says he has no doubt Phelan will work with the president to increase lethality with incredible ships and also take care of all the sailors and Marines. Well, a proposed law in the State House would criminalize explicit AI images. News Radio's Austin Price has more on this.
The legislature, known as House Bill 757, aims to criminalize AI-generated photos of real people in an explicit context. This follows a case in November where a teenager faced felony charges for distributing such images. PPD's Mike Wood says that he hopes the bill will strengthen enforcement against the issue. I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Austin. It's 8:34, News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing this morning?
Well, let's see here. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, we're still dealing with about a 7 to 10-minute delay associated with that through the construction zone. Also, if you're traveling, and let's see here, 98 westbound, right at the Garson Point Bridge, through that construction zone right there, I'm seeing some delays, maybe about a 5 to 10-minute delay getting you through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. John, now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Foggy to start out our Tuesday morning. A dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. From there, sunshine will fizzle that right on out and allow temperatures to climb into the middle and upper 70s as we head into your Tuesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. 58 right now, sunshine in Pensacola, 57 in Gulf Breeze. It's 52 reported in Milton. And your money now this morning. Markets are up, but not by much. The Dow's up just under 60 points at 42,643.30. S&P up
just under 5 points at 57.72.61. NASDAQ up 14.5 at 18.202. 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 4.335% this morning. Gold price is up $11.90 at $3,027.50. Silver price is up 65 cents at $34.10. And turning to crypto, it's mixed. Bitcoin is down $666 today at $87,598. Ethereum down $2,472 at $2,065. Solana's up a couple of bucks. XRP down a few cents. Dogecoin unchanged. It's holding at 19 cents today. Taking a look at a couple of our financial headlines today. The Treasury Department and IRS officials say there could be a 10% drop in tax receipts by next year.
That would equal about $500 billion in lost revenue. An analysis by the Washington Post says it's the result of people not filing taxes and more than 11,000 IRS employees let go under the Trump administration. There are also plans to fire another 20,000 agency employees. A Treasury spokesperson calls the projections sensational and baseless. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Samsung Electronics co-CEO Han Jong-hee has died at the age of 63. He oversaw the South Korean tech giant's consumer electronics and mobile devices businesses since 2022. His death was announced yesterday. Company spokesperson says it was a result of a heart attack. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is stepping down as the head of the U.S. Postal Service. DeJoy was appointed to lead the independent government agency in 2020. He announced his resignation on Monday. DeJoy said he'd made beneficial changes to the organization, but more work is necessary. During the time he's run the organization, 30,000 employees have been cut from the service. There's plans to cut another 10,000, and the price of stamps has gone from 55 to 73 cents. Deputy Postmaster Doug Tolino will be in charge until a successor is named. It's 8:38. Our next news is at 9. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
You know, a lot of times when Christina Leavenworth does pep talk, she shares things about, you know, what's going on in the market right now, which, of course, is very useful. But also, she mentions things about why she's a little bit different than maybe other realtors. And one of the ways is she just loves to talk to people about real estate. And I don't even mean, like, when you've made your decision that you want to sell your house, give her a call. Because, I mean, of course, that's true. But, I mean, when you just have a question about real estate, you know, what kind of house front brick or siding or this board stuff, you know, which one of those do you think is more valuable over the long term? She loves questions like that. You know, how much would it cost me to get a house on the beach? Great. You know, what are some of the things you look for in terms of curb appeal for a house? Or, I mean, just, I don't know, you've got questions. See, a lot of times we don't call a realtor until we've already made a decision we're buying or selling. Why not call a realtor and say, I've got some questions, I'm just kind of gathering information, do you mind? And she'll be like, yeah, sure, great. Because she loves to talk to folks. Sold 175 homes in 2023, 165 homes last year. Give her a call. She's fabulous. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Catch all of Westwood One's sports coverage of the NCAA tournament on our sister station ESPN Pensacola. Friday, beginning at 6, Ole Miss tangles with Michigan State. Kentucky rumbles with Tennessee. Michigan clashes with Auburn. And Purdue goes up against Houston. The NCAA tournament is presented by Shrimp Baskets, Emerald Coast Coins, Bamboo Willys on Pensacola Beach, Paul's Hardware, Florida's Finest Structures, and Buggy Works. A News Radio 92.3 sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. So today's question. I was trying to think about what got me thinking about this, but it doesn't really matter. The question is, tell me an expression that you don't hear anymore or you don't use anymore. And you can answer that question however you like it. I quick jotted down like 40. There's all kinds of things, especially from the 80s and 90s. You know, we had all kinds of expressions. You don't hear those expressions much anymore. So 437-1620, 437-1620. What's an expression? Maybe it's an insult. I don't know. We had some of the best insults in the 80s that we don't use much anymore. But John, we go first to you. Do you have an expression or a phrase or an insult that you don't hear much anymore?
I do.
Go on. What is it? Don't tease me.
Psych.
Oh, all right.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Psych?
Yeah.
Psych. You're wearing a red shirt. Psych. Sure, yeah.
And this shirt is black, not. Yeah, no, that's right. You never. Oh, that's such a silly term, too. All right, Meg, 437-1620, tell me an expression or a quip or a phrase that you just don't really hear anymore.
Well, clearly I'm coming from another generation. So I got called out a couple weeks ago for saying gee willikers.
Yep.
But I have another one that I just thought of that I haven't heard in a long time.
All right.
You ready? Jiminy Cricket.
I have Jiminy Cricket on my list, even people who are 80 don't use that one anymore. That's great. 437-1620, 437-1620. Tell me your phrase or expression, maybe insult, I don't know, kind of fall into any of those categories that either we don't use anymore or maybe, you know, you wish we would bring back. Okay, I'll tell you, this is, you know me. I'm how old inside? 54 outside, 12
two.
Inside. That's exact. Two? No, come on.
I gave him at least 10 years.
I can read. Okay, so 12 inside. So the one that I remember what made me think about this is I saw something posted on social media, and the gist of it was basically, yeah, so's your mom.
Oh.
So's your mom is such a classic, stupid insult.
It is.
That, you know, right? Mm-hmm. So. That's the kind of thing you don't hear that a whole lot anymore. You don't hear that a lot anymore. Okay, fourth. Oh my God, the text. They're going crazy. Psych. Somebody already suggested psych again. Six of one, half dozen of the other. Okay, you know where that comes from? Well, I don't know if it comes from it. That was in the TV show The Prisoner. He said that all the time. But
okay,
yeah,
it came before that.
Yeah,
I figured
it predates that. My authority on history over here. fair enough. Oh, no, this and this is one. Oh, I want to get the sound clip to play for this one because it's such a good one, but it's going to take me just a second to grab it because I did not grab this one, but it is a really good one. Hold on. Bear with me. This is worth the payoff. Trust me. Hold on. Here we go. Okay.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Oh, God. Huzzah! Oh, no.
Maybe we're better off not saying that anymore. Let's see. Okay, here's one. This is, and I did pre-grab a couple of these because they are predictable. Here's one.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Welcome back, Cotter. That's kind of a funny one. Your mom. I mean, it's a little, it's funny. Back to you. Back at you, I think. Isn't that? Back to you.
We're coming back to you.
Oh, okay. I don't know that one. Fair enough. I was thinking more along the lines of, I know you are, but what am I?
Oh. Well, see, you're coming up with all the insults. I was just thinking
of
other
words. That's
not
an insult. That's when you've been insulted. That's your deflection shield.
Uh-huh.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. Right? Come
on. How about?
Have you used that?
So, boss.
So, okay, boss. Okay, in that vein, here's one. So gay. That's so gay. You're so gay. No. Can't do. Which actually carries a certain, like, there's no other expression that fits that. But you haven't heard anybody say that for, like, what, 30 years? 40 years? Just like, well, there's other expressions. Some you can't say on the air. Super cool and groovy, too. I haven't heard that. All right, fair enough. Sounds like a Brady Bunch thing.
Gag me with a spoon.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Gag me with a spoon. Oh, my God. Or, you know,
Your nose.
Oh, not that one, sorry.
Oh, as if.
Or, I mean, this is, okay, I'm
those
going.
Are just California now.
That's
I mean,
right.
That's
the, just, I'm going a little more to your familiarity zone here on
careful,
this one, Meg.
Careful.
Don't kiss my grit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm a Georgia girl for sure.
And, of course, some of these expressions showed up in popular media because they were already circulating.
Mm-hmm.
Some, like kiss my grits, led popular culture, and people said them because they heard them on, you know, the TV show. Skeet? That familiar to anybody?
Skeet?
I got a text. I don't know what that means. Yo mama. Okay, fair enough.
Your mama.
Yeah. Oh, and all the jokes. You
yo
know,
mama.
Your mama's so fat that your mama, all that, right? Okay. Which is kind of a double dinger these days. You wouldn't say either one of those, you know. Don't be weightist and don't be genderist, you know, or sexist. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives, but some of those jokes are funny. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. We're back to flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110, even 98 is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. The question of the day is expressions that you used to hear a lot that you don't hear anymore. Answer this any way you like, whether it's insults or just interesting phrases, however you want to answer it. Somebody here says, calling somebody a spaz. Oh, that's ableist, man. You know, can't do that. That's a neurological condition. How dare you? That's retarded. Yeah, that's you can't say that anymore.
Yes.
Don't use that word. Even though it's funny because that word has very particular meaning. And outside of the realm of cognitive ability, too, or physical disability. I mean, just, you know, a flame retardant or, you know.
Retardant.
I mean, that's.
Flame retardant.
It's not in, you know, foolish or stupid fire extinguisher. It's. Yeah, it's literally an impediment to flame. Cool beans. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
I still say that.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I like that.
Sorry.
Hey, bud, let's party. Oh, Spicoli.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
I like that. Whatchamacallit. I know you are, but what am I, right? Oh, here's one. It's a deep dig. Foxy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's some 70s stuff right there.
Dude, you still hear that. Not as often. Not as often.
Rock on.
Right. Oh yeah. No, that's unusual. Let's see. That rots from the '70s. I've not heard this one. Far out, Andrew. No, it's nice.
Yeah,
I like that.
There you go.
There you go. Tubular. Totally tubular. Cool
totally.
Beans, man. These are good. Okay.
My shorts.
Eat my shorts.
Yes.
That was. I think he invented that, right? Doesn't that
eat my shorts?
Bart Simpson kind of started that, didn't he?
I'm not sure on that one. I'm not an expert on that particular one.
Keep on trucking, somebody says.
Oh,
hotter
gosh.
Than a $2 pistol. Oh, that, wow.
Keep on trucking. I just had a flashback to that big poster with the long leg. Did you ever see that?
No, I don't know.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No,
it was a poster and his guys keep on trucking and he's got, it's like this long legged guy. It was a whole symbol and a bumper sticker and a poster.
We've accessed a whole new area of Meg's memory.
Oh,
I like
boy.
It.
Come on, people. I know somebody out there remembers the keep on trucking.
This is
guy.
Genuinely, this I had not thought of this one. This is a genuinely good one. Talk to the hand.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you don't use that still?
That's, so talk to the hand became whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Both of which are, I mean, if you slap somebody after they do that, it's okay. I mean, it's actually allowed. I think I talked to Chip Simmons. It's actually in the law. It's allowed. If somebody says, if a kid especially says whatever and you hit them, you're allowed. I mean, it's just loud. Because that is, whatever is the verbal equivalent of, I hate you, you're stupid, I'm done with this conversation. All of those things all in one, like, incredibly contemptuous gesture. Yes, go on.
I just thought of something. Duh.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Da bomb. Ain't nobody got time for that. All right.
That's great.
Far out, man.
Yes.
Somebody already said psych. That's good. That's good. Let's see. I'm trying to. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Matthew McConaughey says that so well. Oh, cowabunga, dude. Okay, that's another Simpsons.
There you go.
Right? And, you know, you have weird words that we said in the 80s.
Man, he's just like trippendicular, you know?
Some of this stuff is like, oh, this is one of my favorites.
What is your damage, Heather?
What's your damage?
Never heard that.
Never either.
What, really?
Oh. It must be a northern thing.
We're all from different places.
Yes,
Bill and Ted had a few.
Put them in the Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden? Excellent! Execute them. Bogus.
Party on, Garth.
Bogus.
Yes. Let's see. Cowabunga dude, bogus. Somebody says that's when I was playing there. Several cowabungas. What you talking about, Willis? Different strokes there for you, Gary Coleman. All that in a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's go boogie.
Yes. Yes. We say that still.
23 skidoo. Shazam. Or if you say Shazam, because you got to say it, right? Like Jim Neighbors would say it. God, I can't even keep up with all these texts. Bless their heart. I only hear that all the time now. Far out, man.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the question of the day was, tell me an expression that you don't hear anymore that, you know, you remember. And it could be from not that long ago. Are you out of your ever-loving mind? Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Mm.
Hold the phone. Love Shut that. The front door.
Yep.
Gag me with a spoon. Did you say that one already?
Gag me
with a spoon. Yep. Okay, that's always a good one. Gnarly, hoser, chill pill, eat me, mental, posers. I'm so sure. A lot of these are, you know, Valley Girl kind of, that's so rad. That's so clutch. Bodacious. We have a downtown, you know, coffee shop. Pip, pip.
Hooray.
Pip, pip, hooray.
Like, we're in the wrong century. Of course, these are all from the, don't touch that dial. Painful. Don't take any wooden nickels. He's an Indian giver. That's a fine kettle of fish.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
There you go. Fiddlesticks. Heavens to Betsy.
Oh, I love that. My mom used to
Here's
say
one
that.
From like technology that we're a generation past. It's your nickel.
True.
Yeah. I still think the one we ought to really try to bring back is so's your mom. I don't know. I kind of like that one. It's so juvenile. Oh, my God. There are too many. I can't even get to all these texts. They're great. 437. Thank you for participating. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Theater opened her doors on April 2nd, 1925. For 100 years, she's been the heart of Pensacola entertainment with vaudeville, movies, Broadway, and music. This month, Friends of the Sanger and the City of Pensacola are saying happy birthday to the Sanger, and we invite you to help us celebrate. Learn more about these events at pensacolasanger.com/100. And happy birthday, Sanger.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in Thursday at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Brazil.
Good morning, 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, trippendicular, man. all of these expressions, oh my God, so many texts, like almost 50 texts we got in on that topic alone, which is amazing. All the expressions y'all are remembering from olden days, like, you know, the 90s, last century. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64 turning 65, or you are retiring, or you just have questions about Medicare, Medicaid, give Ricky Stewart a call. She's a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here, back to when she was on TV doing reporting, and I know she and her husband and her kids are just awesome. Anyway, her whole family does insurance, and she does this one part. So you got questions about Medicaid, Medicare, supplement, Advantage, prescription drugs, all of that stuff, because it's kind of a, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. And it can be confusing and overwhelming, a little bit scary. It doesn't need to be. Give her a call. She'll help you figure it out. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. 856 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, got lots of stuff coming up. The 100 years of the Sanger Theater is coming up April 2nd, so that's a week. God, we have an election on Tuesday, and we have the Wednesday of next year is the 100 years Pensacola Sanger Theater grand reopening, ribbon cutting press conference, and then they're going to be having the street party on the 6th and showing Phantom of the Opera. I think part of this is Ten Commandments is supposed to be showing, if I remember correctly, one of the old classics they're going to show at the Sanger Theater. So lots of cool stuff going on around that. What else do we have going on? The PBS, WSRE, Wine and Food Classic, that is coming up. That's going to be, I don't have a date on here. I should have a date on here. I don't have a date on here. Anyway, ça c'est bon, which is, that's good in French. That's, or in Cajun, depending on which province you want to go to. Anyway, that's a really good, I think it's this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, so that's, find out more at wsre.org/events. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, my God. This, I don't have time to go into this. We don't have to talk about this a little bit tomorrow. Have you seen the, do you DoorDash, John?
Of course I do. Especially here.
Meg, DoorDash?
No.
DoorDash is expensive. And, you know, I can just go get food if I want it, and I can just cook food if I want
it.
But
if you're on the air and you can't leave,
plan ahead.
I try. Plan ahead. Boy, you're lucky I can't reach you right
Sorry.
Now.
The cost of DoorDash is so much. Well, now, of course, DoorDash's new thing is that you can eat now, pay later.
What?
Oh, yeah. They're doing 4 months, I think, deferred payment on your food. So now you can buy food on credit.
That's not a good idea.
No, it's a terrible idea. No. I mean, people are already buying them on credit card. That's bad enough, right? But, you know, buying it on a, like, it's the installment plan. Like, you're going to, you know, you're going to enjoy the car now, but.
What was that thing? I'll gratefully pay you Tuesday for a burger.
Yeah, that's the Wimpy from Popeyes. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Yeah, no, it's crazy. And then some of the sort of online commentary surrounding all of this is just,
I bet,
I you know, you've got like Dave Ramsey, a picture of him, he didn't actually say this, but what do you mean you have $11,000 in DoorDash debt? That's good. Or somebody else says, hey, I just want to announce I closed a deal on my $31.38 transaction to skewer burrito inside of chips, celebrate with me. Or collateralized DoorDash obligation, CDOs, like in the old, you know, the financial collapse days. Yeah. Here's the rule. If you can't pay now, don't eat out or order out.
You're listening to